Hey there, listeners. It's your boy Logan Cruz, back with another dose of the Stoic Life. Now, let's be real, life can get pretty hectic, right? Between work deadlines, family obligations, social media pressure, it's a constant whirlwind. Ever feel like you're running on fumes? Like your mental health is taking a backseat to everything else? I get it, trust me. But here's the thing. Prioritizing self-care isn't selfish, it's essential. Think of it like this: you wouldn't try driving your car without checking the oil or filling up the tank, right? Well, your mind and body need that same level of care and attention to run smoothly. And guess what? It doesn't have to be complicated or time-consuming. Today, we're diving deep into the world of self-care, exploring practical tips and strategies that can genuinely improve your mental well-being. Get ready, because we're going to break down 5 key takeaways that will change your perspective on how you take care of yourself. First up, awareness is everything. Before you can start taking care of yourself, you need to understand what's going on in the first place. Pay attention to your thoughts, emotions, and physical sensations. Notice when you feel stressed, overwhelmed, or drained. Journaling can be a powerful tool here. It helps you track your moods and identify patterns that might be affecting your mental health. Number 2. Make time for what nourishes your soul. What brings you joy? Is it reading a good book, taking a walk in nature, spending time with loved ones, or pursuing a creative hobby? Whatever it is, schedule it into your week like any other important appointment. Remember, it's not about adding more to your plate, it's about prioritizing activities that replenish your energy and bring you genuine happiness. Third, movement is medicine. We're not talking marathon training here, just finding ways to get your body moving that feel good to you. Whether it's a brisk walk, a dance session in your living room, or a yoga class, exercise releases endorphins that have mood-boosting effects. Plus, getting outdoors can do wonders for your mental clarity and overall well-being. Fourth, cultivate healthy connections. Humans are social creatures, and strong relationships are crucial for our mental health. Make an effort to connect with loved ones regularly, call a friend, schedule a coffee date, or simply spend quality time with family. Remember, you're not alone in this journey. Sharing your experiences and supporting others can be incredibly empowering. And finally, practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself, especially when things get tough. We all make mistakes, face challenges, and have moments of doubt. Instead of beating yourself up, offer yourself the same kindness and understanding you would extend to a friend going through a similar situation. Remember, progress isn't always linear. It's about showing up for yourself each day, even on the difficult ones. Let me tell you a story that really hit home for me. Last month, I was feeling burnt out from work deadlines and juggling too many commitments. I was constantly pushing myself to the limit, neglecting my own needs in the process. Then, I realized I was forgetting to do things I genuinely enjoyed. I missed my morning walks, skipped reading before bed, and hadn't cooked a proper meal in weeks. So, I made a conscious decision to prioritize self-care. I started waking up earlier for those walks, rediscovered the joy of reading again, and started experimenting with new recipes. The difference was incredible. My energy levels soared, my stress melted away, and I felt like myself again. It wasn't about becoming a perfect version of myself, it was about remembering that taking care of myself is essential for me to be at my best in all areas of life. Now, let's recap the key takeaways. We talked about the importance of self-awareness, making time for activities that nourish your soul, incorporating movement into your routine, cultivating healthy connections, and practicing self-compassion. These are powerful tools that can truly transform your mental well-being. So, my friends, what are you waiting for? Take those first steps today. Schedule a walk in nature, pick up that book you've been wanting to read, or simply take a few deep breaths and reconnect with yourself. Remember, self-care isn't a luxury, it's an investment in your happiness and well-being. And hey, if this episode resonated with you, share it with someone who could benefit from these insights. Let's spread the word about the power of self-care together. Until next time, keep striving for that calm confidence and remember, you've got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.